Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for continuing to hang around with me. 9 years after we got started, 1997 is when the Small Business Advocate Show launched. And in fact, tomorrow is the actual day. It's the actual ninth anniversary day. But we've been a little obnoxious about this all week long, and I'm not apologizing for that. It's a celebration, as far as I'm concerned. It's been somewhat of a survival, an endurance course, I guess you could say, an independent syndicator, independent talk show among this sea of in an industry that's continually consolidating and going very much Wall Street. And so it's good to be part of this. I want to thank you for allowing us to do this. And, of course, we have to thank our Brain Trust members, because they've been such staunch supporters and such great friends to us and to you over all these years. And no one fits that example more than our good friend Steve Martin. Steve is the president of Business Solutions and the author of Creative Approaches for Creating a Cost-Effective Organization. He is our good friend, and he is the Profit Pro. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much, and congratulations on survival, first of all. And secondly, if not really, one of the most important factors, in my view, is making a success of something for such a long period of time. You really are to be congratulated. And I wonder what your secret to success is. Did you create a plan and then just absolutely stick to it letter by letter?
Well, now, wait a minute, Steve. I ask the questions around here. you're turning the tables on me here. I'll tell you. It's pretty simple. It really is pretty simple. When I started thinking about doing this, I was a consultant to individual companies, and I believed that I had something to say to more than one company at a time. And I could see there was a lot of need for help out there in small business, and there's still a lot of need. After all these years, there's still an awful lot that needs to be done out there. And I just said, is anybody doing this? Is anybody talking to small business owners every day on the radio? And I did about 6 months of research and found out that no one was. And I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And so I started my radio show. In fact, I was syndicated day one. I was able to through my research, through my due diligence, was able to work it out where I could be syndicated. In a number of markets, day one, November 17th, 1997, and so. That was basically it. I wanted to speak to more than one person at a time. And since then, we've added other resources besides the Small Business Advocate Show. In fact, in January of 98, only 2 months after I went live, we were streaming on the Internet as well.
And this was back in the day when the Internet was booming but still evolving, relatively new. How did you deal with the rapid change of technology during that period of time?
Well, technology has been our friend. Technology has been our friend because that's allowed us to do some things that we wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. The interesting thing about the technology, as you know, Steve, is we have been archiving our shows and putting them up as individual shows since 99, and a lot of people and in those days. Well, a lot of people have said, how come I can't listen to your show with my Windows player? I have to get Real Player, which you can get for free, and we give them the opportunity to do that. And I tell them, and I didn't think about it for a long time, but after a while I realized when we started archiving our shows in on-demand formats, Microsoft hadn't even invented a player in those days. So that's the reason
you were ahead of the curve as far as one of the largest technology corporations in the world.
Anybody who knows anything about streaming media knows that if you were streaming in 98, you were a pioneer.
Yeah.
In that industry. Anybody who knows anything about that. But the thing that I think, Steve, is the most, if I've done anything smart, I'm going to say that it was strictly finding people like you. And I mean that. My Brain Trust members, our 500 plus Brain Trust that we've accumulated over the last 9 years, if I've done anything smart, it was not only finding people like you, but it was holding on to them, making sure that you wanted to be back on this show and help small business owners. And that's what you've done. And so that's the only thing I'm really going to take credit for. And that's putting together the Brain Trust. And we couldn't do without you. Steve, I've got to go to work here and get us out of this segment into a commercial. And we'll be back, folks, right after these messages. 20 till. We'll be right back. I'm going to turn around and ask Steve some questions right after these messages. Stay with us. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today and continuing to hang around with us as we continue to celebrate our 9th anniversary. And we're doing it with our good friend Steve Martin. You know, Steve, and by the way, Steve, give us your website before we go any further.
Jim, it's www.profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us. And check that out when you get a chance. They can find your book there, can't they?
Yes, they can, and lots of free material on how to improve profitability.
Yeah, that's a good place to go for that, folks. And I also want to encourage you to go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and go to Steve's place in our Brain Trust. And if you want to learn how to be more profitable, go to Steve's archives and listen to all the things he's done with us over the years on how to increase your profitability and how to run your business better. It's literally, folks, it's a college course, freshman through senior level college course on how to run your business and be profitable. Steve has deposited that wisdom with us over the last almost 9 years. You've already had your 8th anniversary with us, Steve. We were talking about, you asked me about how I got started doing this. One of the things that I think is important for people to know, because I like hearing about this from other people who have managed to hang around for a while. Whenever someone is on my show, Steve, who's been in business for a while, a small business owner, not necessarily an expert, you know, an author or whatever, but somebody who's a true bona fide small business owner who doesn't have anything to do but just run their business, I asked them, you know, has it always been easy? Well, you know, what was going on in the tough times? And they always say, you know what, there were many times when I didn't think I was going to make it.
Yeah, that's a common story. And the difference between those who succeed and fail quite often is those who will just persevere through the tough times.
Well, exactly. And you know, there were times, Steve, when we were getting this thing off the ground, and I mean for several years after that, when, you know, I would say, you know, this is really hard. And, you know, is it worth it? Am I doing the right thing? I check my position. And that's one of the things I think that I would tell people is if you're wondering if what you're doing is the right thing to do, you know, Steve, as you know, deciding to stop is harder than deciding to start, isn't it?
It certainly can be, because now you're invested in it.
Yeah. Knowing when to stop. I don't know how many people I've known in my life who wound up closing their business and in telling me, you know what, I should have done this 3 years ago. I wouldn't be in as bad a shape as I was in. And I think what happened was they didn't check their position. By that I mean they didn't they didn't notice what was going on around them and realize that it wasn't going well.
They didn't have the right metrics.
That's right.
The right measures for success.
Give us some examples. But also, you know, they weren't happy. Their family wasn't happy. Their employees weren't happy. Their customers weren't, you know, coming back like they should have been. Those are some of the metrics, I think, besides the financial metrics.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the point you make about personal satisfaction is so important, because people don't necessarily realize how difficult it is to run a small business. They may enjoy their trade or their craft or what they're doing, but, boy, running a business can be tough.
And I'll tell you, you know, folks, that's one thing. There's an old saying in aviation, Steve, that I learned when I was learning to fly. My instructor for instrument rating used to tell me, and I still think about this. He says, if you're thinking about going up in, you know, flying up in the clouds, he said, if you're wondering whether the weather is, you know, too bad for you or not, whether the ceilings are too low, that sort of thing, he said, ask yourself this question. Would I rather be down here wishing I was up there or up there wishing I was down here?
Oh, boy, what a good question.
Isn't that great? And so if you're thinking about starting a business, folks, when you're thinking about how excited you are to be a business owner, It's not a bad idea to imagine, okay, once I start this thing, am I going to be like the dog who caught the car and, you know, who chased the car and caught it? Now that I got it, what do I do with it, and when do I turn loose of it?
Yes, that's really a very good set of questions.
Well, if you ask people, and I've done this, Steve, and you have too. You've known people who failed. And let me say this, Steve. I want people to know that I have failed in business before. I have closed up a business or two in my life. And anybody, I think, who's worth their salt probably has had at least some kind of business failure. As someone who's done that and someone who knows people who've done that, those people, I think, can teach you more than people who've had nothing but success. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, because those who have had nothing but success have only seen one side of the coin. And really, that coin can flip many, many times during a business cycle and during a person's life cycle.
Right. Absolutely. No question about it. Steve, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more to come with our good friend Steve Martin right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Stay with us.
And you need a helping hand, and nothing, nothing is going right.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating our 9th anniversary on the air with our good friend Steve Martin. Steve, give us your website again, please.
Jim, it's www.profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to take a look at his book that's there, folks. I think it could very likely turn your profitability situation around, especially if you need help with that. And Steve, again, thank you for all that you've done for us over the years. I have a theory, Steve, about failure and success, and that is that I believe that failure is the harness mate of success. That you can never really know true success, and I mean really understand success and appreciate it for what it is and how you got it, if you've never failed. I don't think you can do that if you've never failed. What do you think?
It certainly puts a sharp point on it. It intensifies the understanding of success when you have had the failure. If and I would agree with you that you're some of your best lessons come in terms of the failures.
Well, the thing is that whenever I've been successful, whenever something has happened, and I don't mean to say that I want my or any of our audiences, you know, life to have a lot of failure, filled with failure. My point is, whenever I have had success and things came easy for me, I actually started getting the idea that it was because I was so smart. You know what I mean?
I see that all the time.
Yeah, and I didn't really learn a lot because I thought it was because I was so smart. But if there were some little hiccups along the way that would sort of, you know, keep me honest, I would realize that the success came from hitting those speed bumps and learning from them and hardening my steel and moving forward with a little bit more appreciation for what I was doing.
And that makes a lot of sense. And the fact is that you were very wise to recognize it for the problems and the errors, mistakes, failures as opportunities to learn. You know, at the very least, when you have a failure, Jim, you learn what one of the boundaries is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And if I've seen entrepreneurs who are so full of themselves, so confident, that they don't know where the boundaries are, and they make huge mistakes. I know one gentleman who owned a $20 million company, and he got so cocky in terms of how he was handling his international trade transactions that he literally bet the company on some money options, and he came within about 2 seconds of losing his entire company.
Hmm.
Because he didn't know where the boundaries were. He was too confident.
Well, you know, Steve, here's a lesson that I learned, and I think this is a valuable lesson to share with folks. I used to think that if something wasn't meant to be, it wouldn't happen. That, you know, that sort of God wouldn't let me, you know, go this far, or the forces of the marketplace would keep me from doing something if it wasn't meant to be. And here's what I found out. I found out that it is possible to make something happen that wasn't meant to be. And you have to look around and say, you know, just because I can do this doesn't mean that I should do this.
Yes, absolutely correct. And, of course, being able to make things happen that weren't meant to be is also part of success. But your point is that it's also part of failure is really well taken.
You've always got to check your position. Are you making progress? Are the people around you, do they like what you're doing, the customers, the employees, your family? You know, you've got to look at the holistic approach, don't you, Steve?
Absolutely, and that's the true measure of profitability. It's not just the bottom line
right. In
terms of cash flow. It's really the human element.
Right. Hey, Steve, thank you for being here. Thank you for 8.5, soon to be 9 years of great participation as a member of our Brain Trust. We want to thank you for all that you've done for us and for all that you do for small business owners every day.
Jim, thank you, and congratulations to you, and thank you for everything that you do.
I appreciate it. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he is the best, and he'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I'll remind you of something I've been telling you now for 9 years. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.